This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Race Again. This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Andrew Chow from Idea Mart, and this is our Social Media 24/7 series. We're on to topic 5 already, which is creative sourcing using social media for recruitment. Now, what is creative sourcing, Andrew?
Creative sourcing is really a Western word. It's not common in Asia. It sounds very sexy. Creative sourcing, right? Creative sourcing is really a social recruitment strategy where you no longer limit yourself to advertising or referral. You look for people within the social media space itself,
okay,
by checking with people that you know, by looking at how people conduct themselves on social media, by looking at what are the social portfolio of individuals. Sometimes companies even create a platform for these people to network together so that they can actually observe them for a period of over 2 years.
Right.
So that when they need talent, they know who are the best ones they already know.
Okay, so they're actually covert spies in
Correct.
A way.
All right. So I remember there's this newspaper in Singapore. They love to reach out to fresh graduates. So they set up a portal just for fresh graduates to network.
Okay.
So they have this captive audience who consistently get connected with that company.
Mm-hmm.
So the connection and the affiliation is already there.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes recruitments very much easier and faster.
Okay.
So creative sourcing is really being creative. There's no there's no right or wrong way of recruitment.
It's very interesting because you say that in 2 years you also see the progress of this, the individual, the fresh graduates, after 2 years, even if they don't get hired now. But
yes,
it's interesting to know that you've got this captive audience.
That's right.
Okay.
And then even if you don't hire them, you can refer them to other companies who are not your competitor.
Right.
So it's very, really powerful.
Okay.
But it takes a lot of change of mindset to actually do that.
Okay. So this is different from last week's topic, because last week's topic was getting to be seen.
Yes.
And now it's the other way around.
Yes.
When you're looking for the people.
You are looking for those who want to be seen, be heard and be recognized.
Okay.
So last week I talked about the supply side. This one we talk about the demand side.
Okay.
So employers, if you're out there and you really want the best talent for creative sourcing and talent management, talent community, because today it's no longer about hiring, recruiting, it's about talent development.
Mm.
So that people stay with you much longer, you have less problem turning over. All right, I think that is on top of every SME's mind. So bear in mind that creative sourcing is something that you can do.
Now, how should companies position themselves for creative sourcing?
That has to do with culture. And number one is you do not need to be recruiting to be looking. Now, social recruiting really allows you to constantly look out for potential, even when you don't have an urgent need to hire right now.
Okay.
Yes, because traditionally, people only hire when they need someone. So, can you imagine there's always a time lag, right? The old staff is going away in June.
True.
and you don't recruit on time. The person coming in September, what happens between June to September?
You get desperate.
You get desperate and then you stress the existing staff to cover that particular vacancy. So it will lead to more problem. If you're always looking, you know who to ask when you have a replacement criteria coming up. Yes. The second thing is that be social and professional at the same time. This is wonderful because a lot of companies are too professional. It's so boring. So I think a lot of companies need to loosen up, because if not, you can't reach out to the Gen Y. The Gen Y are looking for fun. The Gen Y are looking for a lot of things other than pay, other than outward mobility. They want to know whether your company is savvy on social media, whether your brand is acceptable socially. So all these things, you've got to position yourself. Be social, be professional.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way to be social? Appoint some existing staff who are very, very savvy to represent the company, to speak, to humanize the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very important. Always share about the company, never sell the company. Sharing and selling is really a world of difference. I think we shared that before a few weeks ago, that you should share what your company believe in and not keep telling people that your company is the best in the business,
mm-hmm.
you have a track record, you know, if you don't join us, it's your loss, and things like that. So maintaining dialogue is important. So can you imagine the culture that the company needs to adopt for creative sourcing, it's
right.
really, really different.
Right.
Very few companies are doing it, but I think it's catching on because it makes the labor market more interesting.
True. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the trends in creative sourcing?
I think number one is that if you want to do creative sourcing, you need to convert your web to mobile ready. Because today, right, 38 to 40% of all the people who are accessing internet are already using mobile. So I'm sure all of us have an iPad, mobile phone, and so on. In 2014, IPC states that it will be more than 50%. So imagine people are looking for a job all the time on their mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if your web is not mobile enabled, you lose half of the audience. The second trend in creative sourcing is a lot of companies focus on original content, that is content about the company. You should encourage a lot of other brand ambassadors to create user-generated content. What is your experience with the company? Do you want to interview ex-staff who left the company and still say wonderful things about the company? That is very authentic.
Yeah.
Really authentic, because on social media, anyone can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get this story up and people can see for themselves, you are very transparent, because even people who left say good things about it. So focus on user-generated content and not your original content, which I can see on newspaper, on your brochure, on your AGM report. Of course, in the past, people go for mass market. Today, it's really about niche market.
Mm.
Today, you can't find your right talent just by throwing out a question on LinkedIn itself. So if you want to look for really a intellectual guy, you might want to go on Quora, you might want to go on a lot of different platform to look for them, and it's very, very interesting. If you want to look for designers, maybe you should go for Pinterest and look at the portfolio of this designer. What do they like to paint? So by looking at different boards of another person's account, you get a window of their soul and they are liking and interest. So it's really interesting, right? You study the person, you research on the person before you even hire in. And please, one more thing is that since this is a trend, I'd like to say a word to a lot of job seekers out there. Beware of what you post on your Facebook, because it must be congruent and authentic. So if I am an employer and receive your resume and you say that you're very forward looking, you're very proactive, you're very hardworking, and you love your job, and then when I see your Facebook, you're cursing your boss all the time, you know, and it's Tuesday and you're looking forward to Friday, it just doesn't...
It's not congruent,
so it's not authentic.
All right.
So and a lot of old status will come back to haunt us. So yeah, so this is a trend.
Okay, yeah. What are the tools companies can use? Andrew Chow will address that in just a moment. Race a Game, BFM 89.9. This is Race a Game on Enterprise. Frida Liu here. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart in our Social Media 24/7 series. We're on to Topic 5, Creative Sourcing Using Social Media for Recruitment. And we discussed some of the trends in creative sourcing, which is a very interesting word as we're looking for people to join or getting a pool of people anyway that could be of interest to us.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the tools companies can use?
There's no rocket science about tools. They are readily available, like LinkedIn. And I'm not sure whether audience out there heard of our Branch Out, which is actually a subset of Facebook.
Mm.
Not very popular. People don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
There are also Plexo. Plexo is interesting. Plexo works on writing on Outlook. So if your email is on Outlook, Plexo writes on top of that. So when you have a job change, Plexo automatically send out an email to everyone of your contacts. So you never need to send out the email to say that this is your last day at work. We hope to reunite again somehow in the future. So you show up the next day at work, you update your profile, everybody knows how to contact you in your new workplace. So that's wonderful. And I think just by monitoring how people move from one place to another, I think Plexo, LinkedIn, does a very good job. Tools that are really nothing fantastic. It is really something that's already there that companies can leverage on. Last but not least is that some companies form a brand network that people like to join. So for example, some companies who like to employ high flyers, they may want to create a portal called High Flyers. So anybody who thinks you are a high flyer can sign up an account. So it appeals to ego, right? It appeals to success. It appeals to achievement. So you naturally attract the like-minded people to come.
Okay.
Right. So that itself, it's a brand. That itself is a tool. So you create a tool to attract. It's very much like fishermen created their own kelong. And make sure that the fish is of the expected size before you sell it off.
Okay.
Exactly the recruiters are doing the same thing.
Okay. You can call it the Kiasu group.
Yeah, the Kiasu group. Yes.
Now, what would be the game plan for companies in executive in executing creative sourcing?
I like to share three acronyms, S, C, and M. This will outline your game plan. S stands for strategy. I think your strategy got to be focused on employer branding. If your branding, it's already not so good, going on social media will not help you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure that your PR, your internal communication is really solid. So that is part of strategy. And part of strategy also is that you got to focus on a target audience. You cannot go mass. So first thing, strategy, all right? Concentrate on your branding and on your target audience. Mm-hmm. Now the next C is channels. Use the right channel. On social media, unfortunately, there's no one size fit all. I know there's a lot of talk about reaching out to Gen Y. You may be thinking, where are they? Are they in some special platform that you can't find? Well, some of them do. If you're an iPhone user and there are some people who really want to keep private, they will go on platform like Puff. Because Facebook is not really personal friends anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes you accept people you don't know. I myself, I have 50% of the people on Facebook. I do not know them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they add me. Maybe they like my picture. I'm not sure. But yeah, channels, you don't have to invest in a lot of different channels. Just need to make sure that you narrow down to those few that you think your target audience really are there to interact. And of course, produce a lot of advocator.
Mm.
Then you reduce advertising. So who are your best people to advocate the company? Your staff.
Mm.
If the staff always talk negatively about a company, it will not help you. So your staff will need to go for training on social media etiquette.
Mm.
That is important as well. And that is something that often neglected. It means also that the company needs to have a social media policy,
right,
to govern the behavior of the staff so that you get the right people to come and work for you. So last but not least, message. Mm-hmm. Have a good message for the Gen Y. It doesn't mean that Gen X is not appreciated. It just means that Gen Y is up and coming.
We also love,
yes, yeah. Well, we are all Gen Y, but we are still growing. We're still learning. And we might be able to add value by sharing of experience. Now, maybe the younger people have passion, but we have more purpose.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. They have passion. We have more purpose. So we need each other.
Okay.
So yeah, I like to encourage everyone out there. There's always something for everyone. So message is important, and encourage more conversation. We Asians, we naturally do not want to talk a lot.
Mm.
Unless there's a quarrel. Alright, so accept the fact that 8 out of 10 of the comments out there may be negative.
Uh-huh.
But hey, that's a very good record already.
Okay.
At least there are 20% good out there. Expand on that 20%. Don't concentrate on the 80%, because human beings naturally want to find social media as a platform to vent their frustration.
Hmm.
So you got to have, in fact, I know of a bank in Singapore, they purposely created a portal to keep track of people who have left the company.
Okay.
It's amazing. That means one fine day, they may decide to come back.
Right.
So people are doing all sorts of creative sourcing,
mm-hmm,
to gain talent.
Okay.
So they purposely allow staff to leave the company, go somewhere, get trained, get exposed, come back, right, and help us.
Right.
All that is really a different mindset together.
Hmm.
So the message is important. It means when the staff leave, always tell them that the door is always open.
And be sincere about it.
Yes, be sincere about it. Unless it's an extreme situation where this person leave on
bad behavior.
On their bad behavior, expulsion, or whatever terms that you have it. I think if someone leave on good terms, the door should always be open.
True.
Yes.
All right. Your final message, speaking of messages, for companies implementing creative sourcing.
I cannot emphasize this enough. Online branding is important. So if you have Twitter, if you have Facebook, if you have a corporate blog, all of them should be consistent in branding, visually, aesthetically, and also kinesthetically, because people need to have the same connection with you emotionally. Second thing is, make sure your staff has good internal communication. Make sure your staff are well-trained to represent your company, because they are the one who actually going to do recruitment. Because we're all very mindful about what people say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, if I want to join this company, I will ask people who have already been in the company for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So if everything is good, I would like to join,
yeah,
the company. So that is my final message to all,
right,
all the employees out there.
And we'll hear more from Andrew Chow next week. Andrew Chow from IdeaMart, and that will be the final one for next week. This has been Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.